You are listening to The Doctor Answers Show. I know a fair bit about science. I'm in a radio studio. I've got access to a phone, hence the show. If you have a question and you need someone on the radio to answer, then drop me a line on the usual telephone number or send me an email at question@doctoranswers.co.uk. Dear answers, dear answers, and I'll do my best to shine a powerful torch into your confusing areas and make them stand out so you can feel them. And I'll answer your science questions. Let's not waste any more time talking about what will happen when we can just let the happen happen and make it is.
Oh, we've got a doctor for facts, but what I need right now is something to open this thing up with a bang.
Science.
Oh, hello.
Hello, you're through to Dr. Answers. What's your name?
Hi, it's Walter.
Walter. Walter, where are you calling from, Walter?
I'm on a train. I'm actually in the quiet carriage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Slough.
What's your question?
I
don't need to whisper. Sorry. So what's your question, Walter?
Is it safer to sit facing forwards or backwards on a train? I mean, one of those fourers with a table.
The safest way is to sit in a tour facing away from the direction of travel. That way, if the train suddenly breaks, you're kind of pressed into your seat cushion.
Okay. What if you've got a cup of piping hot tea?
Sit in a tour facing the direction of travel.
Okay, what if there's a trolley coming down the aisle?
It doesn't matter which way you face, just make sure you're tucked in.
We're going into a tunnel now. Where's the best place to sit?
Same as the first one, in a tour, rear-facing.
Right, what if my ticket isn't valid?
Lean against the window, pretend to be asleep. Borrow a baby, I mean, mustn't wake baby.
What if I'm sat opposite a man I'm pretty sure I recognise from Crime Watch?
Stare into his eyes and see if he reacts.
What if he can hear what I'm saying now? What if he knows that I'm talking about him and there's like a quite uncomfortable and weird atmosphere and I think even the people next to us have noticed?
Is everybody uncomfortably looking at their mobile phones?
Yeah. Apart from the man. He's still staring at me. He's looking right at me. I don't think he's got a phone. I can't see a phone.
Right, well, you're in the quiet carriage still.
Yeah.
I reckon just pretend it's not happening. And if anybody starts to talk, just point at the sign that says quiet carriage.
Okay. I can't see the sign.
Right, well, then just get out. Get out and hide in the toilets. I mean, just ride out in there to Birmingham New Street and then to get the next train.
All right. Okay, what's the best way to sit in the toilet?
We'll curl up in a ball on the floor.
Okay, yep.
Okay, well, thanks for ringing.
Yeah.
Science. Man's effort to understand nature's laws.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, is that Dr. Answers? My name's Chris.
No, sorry, I'm afraid you got the wrong number.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Of course it's Dr. Answers, I was just kidding. So it is, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, no, hello. What's the question? What's your name?
It was Chris.
Chris, hi Chris, what's your question?
Which is better, science or maths?
Well, they're the same thing.
Really?
Pretty much, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same thing.
Oh, alright.
So. Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Cheers.
Bye.
Yeah.
Alright, let's see who's on the line now. Hello, who are you?
Hello.
Hiya.
My name's Dot.
Hi, Dot.
Hello.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nottingham.
And what's your question?
You know milk?
Mm-hmm.
You get semi-skimmed and full fat. Why are they the same price when you get more for your money with full fat?
You do get more because you get the cream?
Yes.
But does that mean that you get even more with Gold Top? I think.
But that's more expensive.
Right, I see what point you're making. Well, yeah, you've got a point there. I would guess that the skimming process...
Yes.
...happens to cost exactly the same as the value of the cream that's being removed.
Oh.
Yeah, I've always thought skim milk was a bit questionable. Because you could just water down...
Exactly.
...Silver Top. And I remember one time, I needed semi-skimmed.
Yeah.
Didn't have any in the shops. I got some Silver Top and some skimmed. Yeah, and I mixed them together... Just made my own semi-skimmed milk. No one could tell. I mean, the problem was I ended up with a washing bowl full of milk. You know, I think my eyes were bigger than my belly on that occasion.
Yeah, milk eyes.
Yeah, I think I had milk eyes.
Bigger than your milk belly.
Mmm.
It's strange that we have milk teeth, but we don't have milk anything else like fingers or toes.
Milk fingers.
Or milk knees.
I once knew a chap who had creamy wrists.
Oh, no. You can have butterfingers.
I like that. Butterfingers. Yeah.
Cloth ears, maybe.
That's not... It's not the same now.
No.
I think that's the end of our call, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No, please.
Will you stop playing with that radio?
Questions. Hello, you're through to Dr. Answers.
Oh, my name's Johnny.
Johnny, hi, Johnny. You're speaking to Dr. Answers. So, what's your question?
Well, you know about them sluice gates down the river? What's with them? What are they all about?
Oh, well, I know sluice gates. Yeah, I think they're mainly, I think they regulate the level of the water.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. They regulate the river level.
Well, what do we want them to do that? Are we not happy with the rivers?
I don't know.
Are we going around here?
Yeah,
the
I mean, why do we...
What's wrong leaving rivers the way they are?
I don't know. Is it farming? Will farming make you go away happy? Farming.
Yeah.
Boats. It could be boats.
Oh, right, rapids.
Sorry?
Right, rapids.
What?
Right, rapids.
Oh, right.
No,
that's not the same. You're thinking of something else. You're thinking of the weir.
Weir.
Yeah, you're thinking of a weir with the rapids.
Weir.
No, sluice gates is just Stillsville.
All right. Okay, well, what's with the weirs, then?
Weirs,
what are they for?
I don't know. Weirs, sluice gates, it's a mad, mad mystery.
You're right.
Because, I mean, they're just rivers. I mean, let the rivers run.
Let them run free.
No, let's stick metal and concrete in their way.
All right, okay.
Let's divert it this way. Let's stop it.
Okay.
No idea.
All right.
Well, thanks for ringing. I'm sure you've sparked some...
Rivers?
Sparks in our listeners' minds. You know, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So well done.
All right, then. Cheers, Doctor.
As for sluice gates and weirs... Heaven only knows why. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for answering.
Well, you know, yep.
Sometimes Mother asks questions and Jimmy gives answers.
Hi, is that you?
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Hello, I'm Eve.
Eve, hi Eve. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mendip.
Well, would you do me the honour of asking me your science question?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I remember when I was younger, I'd often have to have a particular yellow medicine. I didn't really like the taste.
Mm.
When I used to have this medicine, my mum would hold my nose when she put the spoonful of medicine in my mouth.
Yeah.
Do they still do medicine like that? Has technology not moved on? Medicine technology not moved on since then?
Well, the reason why your mum did that is interesting because... Cool. The fact is that our sense of taste actually comes from our nose,
Pardon?
Not our mouth.
No, she put the spoon in my mouth.
Yes, but there's a kind of cavern, like a zone, like a smell zone, in between your nose and your mouth. And when you eat food, you kind of mash up the food in your mouth.
Okay.
And then you breathe in and out through your nose, because, you know, we've all got to breathe.
Yes.
And so if you hold somebody's nose, you cancel out the smell zone. And all they get is the kind of like taste of the thing, which is like the five tastes that are at their kind of stimuli on your tongue rather than...
What five tastes?
The five tastes. Sweet, salty, sour, bitter and umami. But those kind of take place on the tongue. And without
umami.
The nose, our sense of flavour...
What's umami?
Umami, the fifth taste.
What's that taste like?
Kind of like meaty goodness.
When...
Yeah, there's a fifth taste.
How long have they had this
for? Yeah, sorry, it's umami.
But I was told there was sweet,
I know, everyone
salt,
told us there was only those
sour
four.
Sour and bitter.
Yeah.
When did this come
it's
from?
It's time to accept umami.
That makes sense if it's the sort of meaty taste. Because, yes, it's not covered by sweet, salt, sour, bitter.
No, it's kind of a combination. It involves, what it is its salty sweetness, I think. Yeah, any time you've eaten some tasty, savoury food and you've thought, oh, yeah, that's the one. You were just simply saying, yeah, that's umami.
Oh, is that how the name where the name comes from?
Well, I think it's called umami because originally it's the first time any of us taste umami. It's in our mother's breast milk.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of what the baby's thinking as he's sat there with his, like, flexing his fingers like he does. He's just thinking, ooh, mommy.
Why didn't they tell us before?
I don't know why they didn't tell us, but thankfully we've all found out about umami now, so go and have an umami treat. Get a good duck egg and enjoy the wonders of umami.
It's quite shocking.
Yeah, I know. It does feel like this at the start, but you know, within a day or two, you'll be. I don't know what you'll be doing. Well, thanks for ringing, though.
Well, thanks for just turning my world upside down.
Oh, if I have turned your world upside down, I'd like to think it was the wrong way up to begin with. And so, sure, from your perspective, I've turned it upside down, but everyone else thinks, ah, oh, now this guy's orientated the right way. Are you a guy?
No.
Oh, no. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question, raise your hand. Don't actually raise your hand. Send me an email saying, I'm raising my hand. And I'll reply back saying, hmm? And then we can take it from there. But actually, just email your question with the subject, hand. Okay, who is the next caller?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin. Hi, Kevin. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bardsey Island.
Hello. What's your question?
Which one is better, a hat, a scarf, or gloves? Which should you go for? You don't get to look at them first.
Hat, scarf, or gloves?
Yes.
Well, it seems easy enough. I guess I'd choose hat. I mean, it could be any type of hat, right?
That's the thing. You can't look at them first.
I guess it could be a croupier's kind of visor. Okay, well, gloves, I guess. I mean, this is for keeping you warm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I'll go for gloves.
Which might end up with those little weightlifting gloves.
Well, yeah, or maybe like lacy ones like Madonna had in the 80s. I mean, a scarf. I don't know. Some scarves are basically squares, and I don't know if I can cope with working a square into a... Wouldn't really be sure what to do with a square scarf.
If it was a shawl, you could turn it into like a makeshift hat, if it was big enough.
I mean, and a shawl could be a muffler too.
Yes.
But then, I mean, can I really wear a shawl?
If it's all you've got.
Can I feel them before I choose?
No, you just have to choose either hat, scarf, or gloves.
Which would you go for?
I don't know, that's what I'm ringing.
I mean, I think shawl, but something about that doesn't feel right. Go for shawl. Try the shawl. It was shawl one of the choices?
No. Hat, scarf, or gloves.
Oh, yeah, so we'll go for scarf and just hope that it's a shawl, okay?
Great.
Okay, well, thanks for ringing. Hi, who's the next caller?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Dr. Answers.
Yes, 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 yes. Hi, what's your name?
It's Marianne.
Marianne!
Hello.
Hi, Marianne. Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Pardon?
Sorry, where are you calling from, Marianne?
Don't frighten me.
I'm sorry.
I'm calling from Wrexham.
From Wrexham?
Hmm.
And what's your question for Dr. Answers?
This.
Oh.
Is this on the radio now?
Yes!
It'll be all right.
Have you got a question, Marianne?
Dr. Answers.
Yes, it's Dr. Answers. Have you got a question?
How are you? How do you do?
I'm fine. How are you?
This is Dr. Answers.
Yes, yes, it is Dr. Answers.
Have
you got a question? I'm just going to fade you out, okay?
Question.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye, Marianne.
Why have I never seen a rainbow?
Oh. As determined by the running order, but happening of its own free will, it's competition time. First, I'll tell you last week's answer. The safe thing to drink was the water. Congratulations to William Boardman for his correct answer. He wins a gigantic wooden pencil full of other pencils with pencils? Question mark? Written on the side. Hope you're in between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. next Monday. If you want to stand a chance of winning a finite amount of carbon, obviously it could be a diamond, perhaps it's a subatomic tube, but it's definitely carbon, then answer this science question. What does a scientist wear to conduct experiments? Is it A, a lab coat, or is it B, something that contains contaminants that could affect the outcome of their experiment? Send your answers in an email to competition@dranswers.co.uk, Dear Answers, Dear Answers. And if you're lucky, which you might be, someone has to be, seriously, it actually could be you, you might win a diamond of such size that if you saw it, you'd forget how to blink.
Dr. Answers was brought to you by James Shakesharft and David L.E. Davis. Question at drancers.co.uk.